First of all, I'm going to look back in time, only to 2017. Now, I spoke with Hester Poole, who was raising funds through a sporting challenge. Well, we're about to find out how she got on with the challenge and what the new challenge is for 2019. Hester, how did you get on with all the sports you were taking part in for this fundraiser?
Oh, it was really fun, but quite a hectic summer. I think I did quite well with them. I'm still here, so that's good.
Now, I think you were trying 100 different sports, was that right?
Yeah, it was. That was to raise money for me and my ski team to go to, I think it was Austria. It was important because we needed to raise funds for my coach and my guide. Because I'm visually impaired, so I have 5% vision, I need a guide to stop me running into a tree.
So is sport still a big thing for you?
Yeah, it's a very big thing. I really enjoy it.
Now, the fundraising bit is continuing, but you're not raising funds for a ski team this time. Tell me more.
I'm raising money for McKaylee School in the Blind. The charity's called Ethiopiaid, and I'm raising funds for the blind children in that school.
Is there a particular reason you're raising funds? Will it help to pay for something in particular?
Well, I've had quite a privileged upbringing in school life. I've had lots of equipment, lots of help, and I know that sometimes in Ethiopia and these schools, they don't really have that much equipment and that much help, and I really want to help them with that.
Okay, we'll find out a little bit about the challenge in a little while. First of all, though, we've got Lisa Cousins with us from Ethiopiaid. Lisa, tell us more about the school.
We've been working in the country for over 30 years, and in fact, this year is our 30th anniversary, and the McKaylee School for the Blind is one of the organisations that we partner with to effect change for some of the most marginalised and disadvantaged people in the country. The school is based in a region of Ethiopia called Tigray, and they have around 96 resident students living at the school from grade 5 to 12, and they are from all across different parts of Ethiopia, and they're there to learn with the hope for a better future.
When we think of the school then, I take it that, you know, things that we take for granted here in the UK are just really out of reach for schools in Ethiopia when it comes to maybe assistive technology, things like that?
There definitely is. I mean, I've been to the school several times now, and it's really quite stark, the difference between what's available in the UK and what's available to students, like the students at the blind school in McKaylee. Ethiopia actually has the highest rate of preventable blindness in Africa, and yet only 1% of children with special educational needs have access to the right sort of education and facilities and resources that they need in Ethiopia. So the children that are at McKaylee School are a very small number of children who are lucky enough to be able to access some sort of education that meets their specific needs. It's very basic. They are living in a school compound where the classrooms are not very well equipped, their dormitories are not very well equipped, the grounds themselves, there's been great progress made in clearing the grounds and making them safe, but there's still potholes everywhere and there aren't railings to guide them around the campus, so they very much rely on each other to navigate themselves around.
So not just looking at aids in the classroom here for learning, it's the whole infrastructure, the fabric of the building and so on.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a combination of things. The need there is quite great. I mean, we've got requirements for resources for teaching and a musical instrument, enabling them to learn in a way that's most appropriate for themselves. There are some really good interventions that have been put into the school. They have an IT suite with Jewel software. There's a charity called Sen Ethiopia, which is also based in the UK, who we work with to support the school. And they are providing talking textbooks. So they're loading the curriculum for all the grades onto small MP3 players so that the children are able to use them to learn in lessons, not only in the blind school, but also children that are in schools elsewhere across Tigray who have visual impairments.
Hester, if we were to look at your education, what kind of things do you use to help you with your studies?
Well, I have a lot of equipment, such as iPads, laptops, some brailers and things like that, that really help. And I have sort of friends who help me around the grounds and stuff like that. But I've learnt the school quite well.
Okay, so your tablets, laptops and things, do you use speech software with those as well?
Well, on my laptop, I have something called Zoom Text, which, yes, it reads stuff and magnifies it. And basically the same goes to my iPad. I can make it speak to me. And I have some other quite fiddly and modern equipment as well.
Your independence isn't really being inhibited either.
No, not really. I've always got a bunch of people around me.
So, you know, but some big differences there. Although, as you say, Lisa, you know, the school does have some IT, but it seems as if, you know, some of the basics just for the kids to get around safely needs to be worked on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, great steps forwards have been made over the years in improving the environment for the children at the school. But I mean, for example, we visited last year, and one of the teachers told us was that the girls, particularly the teenage girls, they were having real problems with self-care. They couldn't braid their hair, so they were having to have their hair shaved off. And for a teenage girl, it was quite traumatic and damaged their confidence and their self-esteem. So one of the simple things that we did was help fund someone from the local village to go in and braid the girls' hair and teach them how to do it. A really simple intervention. And having visited just before Christmas, I could see the difference in the girls there immediately. They were so much happier, so much more confident and self-aware. It's not just educational materials, it's also the holistic environment for the students and improving their lives and their well-being emotionally and physically.
It's the whole package, like you say, it's the holistic side of things that gives them the confidence to get on with the studies, to live their life, to be the kind of people they want to be. But that education, you know, absolutely crucial to help them, their development with their education or employment prospects too.
Absolutely. I mean, sort of blind children and young people in Ethiopia really struggle. There isn't an infrastructure in place to, you know, a support network to support them. So the lucky few have very supportive families who will encourage them to go to school, encourage their education and help them. But pretty much the majority of young adults and adults who are visually impaired will end up isolated, abandoned by families, unable to earn a living or have a livelihood, often begging on the streets just to feed themselves. So the reality of not having an education as a child with a visual impairment is quite dark and horrific. So all that we can do to encourage the children at the Makele Blind School and elsewhere to stick with their education, to have the resources that they need to make a better future for themselves, the better, really. We want to see them sort of fulfill their hopes and dreams and go on to become fulfilled, vital members of their local community.
Hester, you've obviously been moved to raise funds to help the school. How are you looking to do that?
Well, I'm doing a fundraising concert here in Bath, which is on Saturday. But after that, I'm actually going to Ethiopia to do the women's first run. And then I'm visiting the blind school to give them some equipment.
Wow, so you've got a lot to do. And so you're doing the run. But tell us about the concert first. What's happening? Where's that going to be? Who's going to be there?
That's going to be at Bath Wick St Mary's. And it's going to be me and my sister and the Aquasulis Chorale. And we're going to be doing some choral pieces, and it's called Music by Candlelight. So that'll be fun.
Brilliant. And you're even going to do some running as well.
Yeah, I'm going to do a 5K run in Ethiopia.
Wow. So there's a lot happening at the moment. Do you have a figure that you'd like to raise?
I think we're hoping to raise about 5,000, and we've got a very generous donor who's going to match us up to that.
That's fantastic. Lisa, you know, if people want to sponsor Hester, what's the best way to do that?
People can sponsor Hester directly through her Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/fundraising/Hesterpool, and that's spelled HESTERPOOLE. And if they would like to follow her journey and fundraising activities for the next few months, they can follow her on Facebook and also Twitter. And I also just want to say how proud we are of her for doing this for Ethiopia Aid. And it means such a lot to not just the Ethiopia team, but also the children in Ethiopia that she's thought to do this and is sort of encouraging everyone to get behind her. We really, really appreciate it.
And going out there as well and taking part in the run and visiting the school too. Lisa, if our listeners would like to learn more then about Ethiopia Aid, about the school, is there a way they can do that as well?
Yeah, we have a website, which is www.ethiopiaid.org.uk, and it's quite a comprehensive website. It tells you all about all the different projects that we support in Ethiopia. But if anyone would like to find out specifically more about the Makele School for the Blind, they can contact me directly, and you can do that by email, which is lisa@ethiopiaid.org.uk.
Hester, best of luck with the challenge. Maybe we can catch up with you after you come back from Ethiopia. We can talk a little bit more about it. And Lisa, thank you for telling us all about the school. And thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.